Are we going? Well, hello everybody. I'm just in the most darling of moods. And how are you?
In the most darling of moods.
My name is Veronica.
And my name is Kyle.
And we thank you for coming to the Nevermind podcast. If you're a first time listener, hello.
And if you've listened in before, welcome back.
Welcome back. I am feeling
energized.
I'm feeling present and like normal today in like a good way.
Good.
Yeah.
That's really good.
Like my head's not anymore. It's just here and now.
That's good. I feel that too, actually.
Yeah.
I'm wondering if it's the coffee that I had. I'm wondering if it's the sunshine. I'm wondering if it's the hydration that I've been keeping up with.
I am a little gassy.
Okay.
Could fart right now. But
do
I
it.
Won't. No.
Do it.
Not going to do that.
I dare you to do it.
Because someone's going to jay off to that shit.
Jay off to that.
Veronica
farts on pod.
Shut it.
Brunette bombshell farts next to guy on podcast.
Okay, wait.
Bright-eyed brunette bombshell blasts a big wet one next to
Kyle, you
guy
can't say that.
On podcast.
You can't just say that stuff.
Sorry, I was just coming up
blasts with a big wet one is not a thing you should be saying ever, especially not to a young woman such as myself.
Sips tea. What did that meme? What did that meme even really mean? Kermit the Frog sips tea.
Ooh.
Was that just like oh, I'm like watching like what did that mean actually?
It means like, I think it means like, I'm watching you guys like, you know, have your drama and I'm like enjoying it, but I'm not
just
like a part of it.
Tea.
Yeah.
Okay.
Or I'm watching someone like, you know, just get themselves into some shit. And I'm like, I knew it. I'm like, just watch. It's kind of like a knowing sip.
Yeah.
I'm not involved in the drama.
Sips tea.
But I'm happy about it.
Kermit the Frog.
Satisfaction. Watching my enemies burn. I'd be like, okay.
One of the OGs.
One of the OGs. My sister and mom are here staying with me.
Mm-hmm.
And we're loving it, right?
Oh, yeah.
I actually am. But, you know, as everyone knows, family is hard. And I get along, believe it or not, Kyle, I would like to rank who from
don't make me do that.
Yes,
no.
Loudest to quietest in my family.
No.
Just some of the three.
No. Because they watch. I'm not doing that.
Oh, my God.
You're quiet. You're the quietest. How about that?
Okay. That was going to be the big reveal. I'm the quietest. And my sister's the loudest. And we'll say that. And my mom's in the middle. How's that?
That's great.
They're very loud, confident, Polish, independent women. And I also have a father and my parents are together. Dad is very
rare these days. Just saying, go on.
And my dad is awesome. He's a guest I think we need on the pod.
Okay.
But that's just me.
You wouldn't be nervous about that at all?
No.
Okay.
I wouldn't.
Let me ask you this.
What?
Is your dad the type of person who changes a little bit when there's a viewer? When there's
of course, everyone is.
Eyes.
Everyone.
I know, but like.
Is. But yes, my dad puts on a show, but that's why it would be good, I think.
Yeah.
Anyway, so they're here and we've been doing like, you know, we live in Brooklyn, so we're in Manhattan all the time, walking around. I think we've done 48,000 steps in the last 2 days.
Yeah.
And what have we been doing? Like,
honestly, maybe more than like 48,000 might not be an exaggeration.
We've been like shopping, going to Central Park.
Mm-hmm.
What have we been doing?
Let's see. Day number one, we walked around.
We just showed them our spots.
We went to the spots.
We went to the spots. And then
we went to
in the evening.
Oh, yeah. Broadway, baby.
We went to a Broadway musical. Oh, my God.
Finally doing the...
What did we see? Visual audio listeners?
I actually didn't realize.
don't, they can't read this, but it says The Notebook, the musical, music and lyrics by Ingrid Michaelson.
Brought to you by, flip it over,
Telecharge.
And?
The Schubert Organization.
Nice.
What?
It's just, I don't know. I just saw it on the other side. I have no, zero idea. We saw The Notebook, the musical, and I assume most people have probably seen the movie.
If you haven't,
perhaps,
welcome to the real world.
Perhaps this hat is inspired by it.
He's Noah. I'm in a blue dress. I'm giving, what's her name?
Allie.
We're giving Allie and Noah vibes. You can screenshot it right now. And
do that again, but this time I want to remove the mic from my face because it was kind of like covering up my face.
One, two, three, screenshot.
And that's it.
So Kyle, I would like to hear your full review.
Okay.
Do not hold back.
I won't hold back.
Okay. Actually, maybe hold back just a little to save some people's feelings if you were going to do that. Okay. I don't know what you're going to say.
So Okay. Let's see. Musical. It's The Notebook. I've seen the movie. So I kind of know the storyline. Actually know the storyline very well. The movie was, or the musical was described in a way that sounded like every single person in the theater would be sobbing by the end. When they say not a dry eye in the theater. Mm-hmm. My eyes were dry. I left. My eyes were dry.
But your...
I knew the storyline. There were a couple of times where I choked up a little bit. But, you know, the seeing the story put to music was really cool. There are definitely some, like, standout performances. The middle alley has that one song. That was...
I want to run away.
That's the one.
I'm ready to do it. If and you want to put me in.
And yeah, I really enjoyed it. I haven't been to even see like a play. The last play we saw was Job, which was also really good.
On Broadway, has made it to Broadway.
Now it's on Broadway. We saw it before that because we are cool.
And we're friends with the playwright.
And we're cool and we like to like support.
Because he
like,
did stand-up comedy.
Small theater before like it ever goes to like big like Broadway theater. We like to support like small theater and like the people who like actually need the support and like the help from us instead of like the big Broadway theaters. And okay. So, you know, I really appreciated the way that they were able to, I guess, like show the memories and like how older Allie, who has dementia, is feeling and what she's experiencing. That I felt the most. I don't want to say I related to that the most, but I could feel that emotion and that the most, and the way that they visualized it and brought it to the stage was really cool. And I liked that a lot. And yeah, of course, sad, but also beautiful, happy ending. And some very solid performances, some not as like crazy, awesome, whoa, mind-blowing performances.
Okay. That's a pretty good review.
And I won't get specific.
No, please
and
don't.
I would recommend that anyone that is in New York City who has a free day to go see it.
I liked it.
I liked it that much. I liked it enough that I would recommend seeing it.
I remember.
I don't even want to get into like the stage production because I kind of don't want to spoil.
I'm gonna.
It? Well, then fuck it. I'm gonna do it.
Ah!
They had a pond. They have like a.
It was amazing.
The entire time, there's water. There's a water pond.
A
on
literal
the stage.
Like mini lake, mini pool.
That they're like
pond.
Getting in and out of. It rains.
Oh, like pours.
In the second act.
They
truly.
Do the scene. It was.
The scene.
Phenomenal.
It pours.
Oh
and
my God. The it's, dock.
It's awesome.
God.
It's really, really, really great. And it's just like the movie. In some ways.
In some ways. I feel like it was a little different.
What? Oh.
Audio listeners only, the strap of my blue dress just conveniently fell down. Hope you don't screenshot that. Hope you don't screenshot that.
What did you think?
Okay. First off, I just, that, you talking about that just reminds me of like, as a kid, like I was probably 12 and I was like, when am I going to cry in a movie? Like I would see people cry in movies like, and I was like, I just have never cried in a movie. I'll never cry in a movie. And then there was one day and it just switched. And then I became like a crier during movies and during things.
And it was The Notebook?
It was My Sister's Keeper.
Okay.
Have you seen it?
Yeah, I could see that being.
Fuck.
Yeah.
And it was like with my parents' friends. I was maybe in eighth grade and.
In theaters?
Nope. Oh. In their living room.
At home.
And she had a cute brother. And I went like this. It's silent. And all of a sudden I go, no one even looked. And I was very shy. No one looked at me. And I go, like one of those cries.
Was anyone else crying?
No.
It was just you.
I was like heaving, had to go to the bathroom after. And that was the day. Because I was wondering, when would I cry in a movie? And I finally did.
Not a single person in that room said they anything
laughed.
To you.
They laughed.
They did laugh.
Yeah, they were like, are you okay? And I was like, yes. Heaving.
Yeah. I already said it many, many episodes ago, but Marley and Me was the first
time. I feel
like
that was maybe two episodes ago. Maybe even last episode.
No, it wasn't.
Two episodes ago. Three episodes ago. Because people commented how I am trying to be an empath, but I've never had a dog. I forget what the comment was, but anyways, they came for me. They absolutely came for me.
You read them. You read those?
Sometimes, yes. Okay. So
I have Connery.
Because there's mostly great ones.
Well, I have Connery send
filter the good ones.
I have Connery send me just the good ones.
That's good.
So I read only the good comments.
That's great. It's good for your mental health.
So if you want to say something bad about me, go ahead. Not going to see it.
Not reading it.
Not going to see
because
it.
Because he don't know how to read.
And guess what? You
even
lose.
Though he's 29 years old, he don't know how to read.
What does that say?
So this is my review, right? Are you ready?
What do those letters mean when you put them together?
So the seats were like this. Me, Kyle, my sister, my mom. It begins. And I go, and I used to go, you know, I went to college for musical theater. So I'm, and
so you
I
know
have,
musical theater.
No.
Jeez.
I've quit since my days on that stage. So I'm watching. Okay, I'm going to end this bit right here, ending the bit. I was watching and I have a really like high bullshit radar.
You do.
Low bullshit radar. I can suss out bullshit like this.
Yeah.
Like it's bullshit.
You've got a low threshold.
Bullshit. Yeah.
You've got a low threshold.
Everything is like, I can sense it when someone's not being earnest or whatever. But that is theater acting to a degree. You have to kind of be big. You have to diction.
You have to not be earnest. You have to be.
No. You can be.
Oh, okay.
Definitely. But it's hard.
Yeah.
Because there is such a way of like theater acting. So what? Noah, just run away with me. Like.
Yeah, of course.
Whatever. There's like. Whatever. And so at the beginning, I was kind of like. Like it was so uncomfortable because I haven't seen a musical in so long. And I was like, oh my God, they're acting so big. Like, this is so crazy. They're singing. And then I just let go and immerse myself in the experience. I was heaving.
Yeah.
By the end of the first act.
Yeah. Before the first act was over for sure.
And then you, I think you realized how my sister and I are the same because we were both crying in the exact same way.
She was crying harder.
She was really crying.
And your mom was not.
No, my mom does not cry.
And not to get on too much of a tangent here, but I have also noticed how similar in a lot of ways your mom and I are.
Wait, okay, sidetrack. Wait, I want to hear this. What? How?
There are just things that she said or like ways that she'll respond to you where I'm just like, okay, yep.
Like what?
I can't say specifics.
Yeah, you can.
I can't. I actually can't.
Okay.
But there are things that come up and it's really funny. Like you've heard me, your mom will say something and I'll laugh because I'm like, okay, yeah, I was thinking that too. But I didn't want to say it because I didn't want to come off
right
in like this type of way. But right. Your mom will say it and then I'm like, that's just exactly what I'm thinking too.
And she's pretty like, she's like down for her drink. Like she's like,
yeah,
she's just,
no, for real. She's yeah. Young-minded.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like ready to go out, sitting on the couch. Michael showed us a new cut of his new short film. My mom said giving him notes.
Yeah.
Loving it. No, she's always down for a little snack, like a little like snack, uh-huh. whatever.
The girls.
We're a good squad. It's fun. Wish my dad was here, but he's to work. So Hannah's like sobbing. Like I can't stop when the lights like came on.
Oh yeah.
And then
so were a lot of people in the theater.
It was very
a lot of people. I was looking around and seeing a lot of tears, a lot of crying.
Yeah. Because it's old people acting.
Someone could make money. I might even do this. I might start a little side hustle. Might buy some little mini packs of tissues and go and stand outside of the theater and sell them for like a dollar and just be like, hey.
But this is the thing. You don't think you need it.
Exactly. I'm going to be like, you're going to need this. I saw it. You're going to need this. A dollar.
But yeah, they're like, yeah. Because even like when Hannah bought this cup, the woman was like, you're going to want to take some tissues. Like, this is a sad one. And my sister was like, okay. And then you continue to cry throughout the whole thing. It was, and then when the rain started to pour, and then all that song about it's called My Days, Google it, YouTube it. So amazing, all about how to spend your days. She lost herself. She's choosing herself. She's choosing happiness. And it was, I needed that. And then the curtain call, I'm clapping. Oh my God, everyone's coming out. Everyone's amazing. They reveal the orchestra. And I go, yeah. What? And we're all sitting here. We're all experiencing the same thing and moving emotions and telling stories. And they're playing live music. And we're all just, okay. I was like, I am living in New York and I love that.
Broadway.
No, it was amazing. We had a drink at Rockefeller the night, like an hour before.
Yeah.
We like, oh my God, Saturday Night Live. We're looking around. It was so New York. It was amazing.
That's the part of the entire experience that made me choke up the most was the very end. When you see the orchestra, everyone comes out and they're bowing. Very small, I would say relatively small cast, right? There's not like a huge ensemble.
God, no.
Yeah. And seeing all of them just like bow and being like, I was just like, damn, it's got to be so cool. They're probably having so much fun.
Oh yeah.
Doing this and just the production of it all.
Phenomenal.
Is really crazy. Phenomenal. And that's what made me.
And you really just have to give into it. Just give into it. An earnest musical. Nothing cringe, nothing humor, nothing meta, slow, safty zooms. Shut up. Let me see a freaking musical.
And with that, I'll say episode 41. Blamp, 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 blamp. Blank, go. Blank, 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 go. Blank, 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 blank,
blank, blank, episode 41, episode. What? Is it 41 or is it 42? I already forgot.
It's 42.
Oh, fuck.
Did I say 41? This is 42.
Okay.
Did I say 41? When I said episode 42.
Do the playback, Connery.
And with that, I'll say episode 41.
Well, I
episode
don't know.
42.
I don't know if it's episode 42.
Guys, make sure you comment down below, like this video, subscribe, hit the notification bell. It seriously helps us out. And also send it to a friend and hit us if you're on Spotify, follow us there and share it on your story and say these people are hilarious and I freaking think they're great. And also, if you want to see the extra bonus content, go to the Patreon link in the bio.
No, Veronica. We'd really love that. I have a challenge for us.
Okay. I was going to confess something.
Wait,
but do you want to do a challenge?
Yes.
Let's do a challenge.
Just because it's on this topic. Then we can go to you.
Let's do it.
I love that for us.
Me too.
Okay.
We kind of just like did that where we were like kind of both on different pages, but then we just both got on the same page.
And I love you for that.
And I love you for that.
So I've printed off. You put one, two. This is just for okay. the Kyle Veronica fans. Because so I know that people need this. I know that people want this. And I am one of those people. The Notebook iconic scene. One of the many iconic scenes. The script. Kyle Chase will be playing Noah. Okay. And I, okay. Veronica Soikoska, will be playing the role of Ali.
So this is, if I'm not mistaken, this is the scene when they are in the boat and it's raining.
And then it kind of becomes outside after. Then in front of the house. It starts in the boat, then they get back.
When it's raining, I thought they were raining. In the boat.
It's raining. Let's okay. just go with that.
Okay.
Okay. And I want you to give it.
I don't really know if I know the scene all that well.
Well too bad.
Well, we better get going. The rain's coming in.
I want you to look at me. Like, okay. I want you to, like, give it. Because it's like, I want this to be, like, an audition where okay. someone sees this and it's like, we need to redo this with Veronica okay. and Kyle. This whole movie. Okay, and scene.
Well, we better get going. The rain's coming in.
It's like a dream.
Do you want to feed them?
Yeah. What are they all doing here?
I don't know. They're supposed to migrate to Guatemala.
But they won't stay here.
No, they'll go back wherever they came from.
You're different.
What do you mean?
Just the way you look. Everything.
You look different too, but in a good way.
You know, you're kind of the same though.
Yeah?
Yeah. And you really did it.
What?
Everything. The house. It's beautiful what you did.
Well, I promised you I would. All right, we gotta go.
Why didn't you write me? Why? It wasn't over for me. I waited you for 7 years and now it's too late.
I wrote you 365 letters. I wrote to you every day for a year.
You wrote to me.
It wasn't over. It still isn't over.
Whoa. And scene. And scene.
Wow, so, I don't know.
Should we do that again?
I don't know where I went during that.
That was my first time reading it, so I feel like I could do better now.
Yeah. Okay. You want to do it again?
No. Everyone's screaming at their...
Because I thought
in their cars are like, no.
I thought I did a decent job.
I want you to give the speech. That's what I really want. That's what the people want. Can we pull that speech up?
No, I don't know. What's the speech?
The speech, bro.
Where he goes, what do you want? What do you want? She goes, I don't know. What do you want?
I don't know. I'm going to fight. And I want all of you, Allie. That one.
It's going to be hard to find.
Okay, fine. Moving on. What do you have? Okay, that was great, guys. Clip that shit. Like, let that go absolutely viral nation. And we will be making the remake at some point in our lives. Thank you so much. I love you guys. What do you have to confess?
So, okay. The other night, we were out. Me, you. It was your mom and Hannah.
What night?
Your mom and Zach.
Beer night.
Kieran.
Yeah.
Michael. I said Sarah. Michael, Sarah. Not Michael, Sarah, but Michael and yeah. Sarah.
Yeah. Okay.
Is that it? That's who was there? Yeah. Okay. And we were out. We're drinking. We went and got beers. We drank quite a bit, I would say. Decent amount. And then we went to the other bar. We had some more drinks. I got a Bloody Mary. You got a little like kind of fruity something, if I recall. Then we went and we got beers from the corner store to then go to Kieran's studio. Between the second bar and Kieran's studio.
I'm really nervous right now.
It's okay. Between Kieran, the second bar.
Okay.
and
Kieran Studio.
Kieran Studio. It was about, what, 10 minutes?
Yeah.
Okay. For the entirety of that walk, I did a 6 milligrams in. I put in a 6 milligrams in that I got from Michael's Zin can.
You're kind of zinning.
And please forgive me for I have zinned.
Did you plan that?
Not that part. I just made that part
that
up.
That was good. That was good. Trademark that shit.
Please.
Trademark that shit.
Forgive me because I have zinned.
That needs to be all over.
Born zinner.
Zin is banned in Canada is what I found out.
And Whoa. Anyway, I did it. I did a 6 milligram.
So what made you not tell me?
I don't know. I just wanted to do it and not feel,
You know, I would never judge you. I never judge you. In fact, I like it when you party more.
Is that partying more?
Yes.
Well, I did it.
Cause you're so hard on yourself. You're always like, I'm stretching, I'm meditating and no drinks. Oh, maybe I'll have one drink. And then you never do. Like, you're hard on yourself. And I like it when you let loose and do things like that.
Well, I don't do that because I'm hard on myself. I just don't.
Yes. Yeah. I know.
I only like to drink when I like to drink.
Yes.
When I'm in the mood for it.
Yes. But so did you like it? The 6 milligrams in? Or was it rocking your head?
Oh, no, it was great.
So you're kind of liking it. Is this a drinking thing?
I'm not going to get used to it.
Wow.
I'm not going to get used to it, but I liked it.
Wow.
It's only nicotine salt.
I like this for you.
It's only nicotine salt.
Okay. You know, you're speaking to a gum grafter.
Yeah.
Gum graft survivor. Mm-hmm. So maybe you don't need to do it all the time, but you have great gums and that's all I'm saying.
But anyway, I had to tell you that. And, you know, the other week I talked about how I tried the 3 milligram. I liked it. This time it was the 6 one. It was in for 10 minutes.
I'm just offended that you didn't tell me.
Mm-hmm. I'm telling you.
But in the moment, like I want to be like, oh yeah.
Yeah. Like that?
Yeah.
But I'm telling you right now.
Okay. Well, I'm happy for you.
Thank you.
I'm happy for you.
And I would not say that I recommend.
I would, you know, my Zin story is that I would throw up.
Yeah.
It's too rocking for me. One beer and I'm like this.
Yeah. So.
You know what we did today, guys? We deleted Facebook.
We deleted Facebook.
We did it today. It was on my to-do list. I got rid of the damn hellish website.
And tell me what inspired you to do that? Is it that maybe when you're 12 years old, you say some things on the internet that you probably don't want people to know?
For me,
that you said?
It's just like, I just don't use it.
Yeah.
And I was like, why am I still, and people are trying to add me.
Mm-hmm.
And like, I just was like, fuck it. I need to just get rid of this shit.
Yep.
I don't use it. If you're important enough, you have my number.
Mm-hmm.
I'm good.
Or Instagram or whatever.
Or Instagram, whatever.
I definitely didn't. I just like, there's stuff that I looked back on. You know, you get like Facebook memories that pop up and you see like, oh, 12 years ago today, you posted this on Instagram.
Mm-hmm.
And it's never anything that's really crude or mean or anything like that. But I look at it and I'm like, why did I feel the need to
do that?
Say this right
now?
And one time.
Oh, okay.
I was in a job interview and the guy who owned the company was sitting there. He wasn't really doing much of the interviewing. It was his person
colleague
below him, I guess. Was doing the interviewing and he pulled up my Facebook and started asking me about statuses. So he'd be like, so what did you mean when you said this from like 4 years prior when I was in high school? This was like
God.
A college thing.
No, that's weird though.
And I had to just sit there and own
it.
The guy was young. To be honest, when we did the interview, he was likely my current age.
Wow.
Yeah.
So he was just like seeing for canceling?
He might have even been younger.
What
to be
was
honest.
The job?
It was for a music festival.
And so, did you get hired?
Yeah.
Oh.
I got hired.
So then they didn't find anything bad.
No, there's nothing bad, but it was just like, you know,
yeah,
people think about it and, you know, look at that stuff.
Yeah.
It was all private and stuff before then, though. Right. Or but after that, I was like, oh, this shit needs to be private.
I was going to bring this up, but you know that girl that was with Clinton Kane, Brooke Schofield?
Mm-hmm.
She's getting hardcore canceled from hidden tweets. Or not hidden, but like tweets
old
from...
tweets?
Yeah. Like, and they are terrible. Mm-hmm. They're quite bad. But it's just so funny. Like, in a week, you can just go from like, yeah, everyone was on her side. Everyone was like, oh my God, that's so terrible. And then now they're like, I really don't fuck with you. And
it's such a...
To be fair, what she said was crazy.
It's just such an interesting and unfortunate thing that, well, sometimes unfortunate, but just that like things that you said way back whenever can come back and bite you in the butt like that.
Yes.
When it's like,
yes,
people change, you're different.
Yes.
Along the road. And obviously it's case by case, but like,
it's case by case.
There are things that I look at
of course.
I tweeted or whatever that I've said at any certain time. And even if it's like not something that is problematic in any way at all, I'll see something and be like, why did I say that? It's just dumb. Like,
no, I know.
I don't think that thing currently.
No, of course. I think with hers, it was more recent and yeah, I just like whatever wasn't awesome, but also, all right. I don't know. I'm getting a weird, I don't know. It's not sitting with me that well, what's going on with previous to that of how much they're coming for people.
Mm-hmm.
Tana and Brooke. I don't know if I'm allowed to say that, whatever. I'm sure they're great. They're great people. I haven't met Brooke, but I've had a weird, random photo with her, with a bunch of other girls. And people change, but it's just, not talking about some things, obviously some things I agree with and standing behind, but like just getting I don't know.
Well, anyway, really, we deleted it.
Yeah.
No more Facebook.
Kind of feeling weird about her.
I also got really scared because I was, you know, doing yours. I was deleting yours and downloading all the photos and whatever. And when you were like, it's not Instagram too, right? And I was like,
I know. Because it's connected, right?
Yeah, but I double checked that mine was, like, I did mine first and mine was all good. It was there, but I was thinking about the repercussions of deleting my Instagram versus deleting your Instagram.
Oh my God.
But they do have a 30-day recovery phase. If we decide that we are Facebook heads and we got to get back on,
then we'll get on the,
then we can get back
on the train.
But we only have 30 days to decide that.
Okay.
So the clock is ticking for those 30
days. Another thing that's on topic. Also, I don't know them, those girls personally, obviously. I'm just speaking out of my ass, but I was getting a little weird vibe. But what am I trying to say? Obviously, that one thing that I won't mention, stand, obviously, that's fucking terrible what's happened. And I'll stand behind that, but I don't know what I'm trying to say. Maybe just like, I don't know. I don't know if I'll... thesis, but they're coming in hot is what I'm saying.
Yeah, always
they're coming in hot.
And on a brighter, well, actually it's not very bright, we're deleting Facebook and our good friend Corinna Flugieri is deleting her TikTok,
but she's not,
and it's tragic. She's not
just okay. Does anyone know? I'm sure people know who Corinna is. I've been obsessed with her for the last 3 months, maybe.
Is it Corinna? Has she said that? Or is it Karina and it's just spelled differently?
It's Corinna.
Okay. I'm just curious.
I think. I love her so much. It was first when she got a boyfriend and...
She's obsessed.
She's obsessed with her boyfriend when she's like, oh my God, his sweater. Like, I just like feel like so like, he just like got me a sweater and like, I just, and my favorite thing is like, she's like, sorry for my closet. And her closet door is just like slightly opened.
Yeah.
Like, sorry for my closet. It's just like so messy in here. I love her and she's so comforting and
so
she's
sweet.
So sweet. And she's, she says so much, but nothing.
Mm-hmm.
She says nothing at all. It's so, just, it's her talking about, she's like, so obviously I don't want to like bring this up, but like if, and I know it's like hard, but like if it does happen, then like, what would that be? And like, if I knew, then it would be sort of what it is. So I just like doesn't.
It's like the Fred Armisen
bit.
On a Weekend Update.
Fuck, that's a good one.
Is so she's not leaving is the.
And I knew that. We all knew that. She said first it was because she was counting down to her birthday. So then she stuck around for her birthday.
Okay.
And then today I just watched, they were uploaded 58 minutes prior to me watching them. And she was like, so good news, I guess. Because so many people made videos being like, Corinna cannot leave. I didn't realize how many people watch her.
Oh, big time.
And it's so many people do. And she's like, okay, I'm not going to leave, but I might post a little less. And she posted like two more after that. I love her. And I'm so happy that she's sticking around.
She's addicted to the shit.
She's addicted to the highs.
Yeah.
Now she got Chris Olsen begging her ass to stay on the fucking app.
Because he followed
Chris Olsen won't beg me. Chris Olsen won't even fucking follow me.
Who's Chris Olsen?
Bro.
Who's Chris Olsen?
He is Meghan Trainor's friend.
Okay.
But he's a TikToker.
Okay. The greats, if she does go, it'll be sad to see her go, to leave the app. But the greats always come and go, is what I've noticed. At least my favorites.
Okay. Like who?
Like Wiley Squires.
Oh, fuck. Y'all remember, do you remember Wiley? The best. Well, was it? Who do you have a crush on? Well, let's just say mostly women.
Mostly girls.
And basically any girl is what
basically
he says.
Basically any girl.
And but one guy. Just one.
I forget where he goes after that. But Wiley Squires.
He's great.
Was awesome. I don't know where. He just stopped. He did so many good videos. Definitely shot on Android, which is always classic.
Oh, yeah.
One of my favorites, Sean Smith. Daily post. I've showed you Sean
Smith.
Yes,
Jesus.
Yeah. Daily post about the weather in his very
Florida town.
Specific region of, what's he say? Dunedin, Florida.
God.
Right next to Clearwater Beach. But then he would always end it by saying, much love from Florida, much love to everyone. Much love. And it was just, all these people are so, they have such nice, sweet intentions with all of their videos, and that's where it's awesome. TikTok also has just a really strange way of creating a fandom around basically just like the most like simple life, just like a person who,
because they're being just authentically themselves,
and they don't have like some big spectacular thing that they have to show or do. They don't have to try really hard and make funny videos or do something that's really produced or like written and intentional. They're just simply documenting their life and wherever they are. And for whatever reason, people find certain ones and just latch onto them.
Cause I think I speak for a lot of people when I say I relate to Corinna. Like, I'm like, yeah. When she's like, so it's just my boyfriend. Like, I don't know. Like, I'm not supposed to text him, but like, I really want to. And I'm like, yeah. And then like she went on crying and everyone's like, who hurt you? And I think she kind of alluded that like it's kind of difficult for her to be recognized and it's like a different life,
mm-hmm.
where I also relate to. I'm like, oh, whoa, that is kind of like, even though it's not like, well, my life has changed a lot. I'm not, you know, by any means the most famous person in the world, but like it's so your reality is different and you can't reverse that. That's the scary part. You can't reverse the internet fame or attention.
You can.
You can delete it, but people still remember or follow you.
But you get rid of it. No. But you get rid of it.
My armpits?
No. But you get rid of it. And that's the only way. You can't go back to...
Yeah.
I guess you could.
I'm sure but at a certain point, you can't.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where I get kind of in my head about where I'm like, do I want this? Like, I think now I'm at the point where I could reverse it. But like, you know what I mean? It's just such a whoa.
Mm-hmm.
Then the more you climb, the bigger your star gets. It gets kind of freaky to think about oh shit. That's, wow.
Yeah.
Do I want that shit? Do I want it? Do I want it bad enough?
I have another thing to confess.
Oh my God, what?
So on this past weekend, I disappeared for a few hours.
When?
That's because, it was in the middle of the night. You must have been sleeping by this point. And I don't know how else to say it. I couldn't bring anyone with me. But I went to Charlie XCX's birthday party.
What?
And I was dancing with all these people.
What?
It was at Tenants
Rachel
of the Tree.
Sennett, fucking
Lord.
Mm-hmm. All those amazing women.
The Dare.
Billy.
Mm-hmm.
And did you have fun?
Yeah.
Wow. It really seemed like everyone was there.
Yeah, I know.
Including our friends.
Obviously bit. Just so everyone knows, that was just a joke. And I wasn't actually there. It would be pretty hard for me to get to Los Angeles.
To Los Angeles.
To go to a birthday party.
Tenants of the motherfucking Trees.
Yeah.
Damn. So.
My question is, when do we get invited to that sort of stuff?
This is going to sound. I think if we were in LA, we would have went. I don't think it's far stretch.
Okay.
You know, our friends kind of went, and I was like, I think I could have squeezed in there.
Yeah. At what point, there's a threshold here for this. At what point of fame or success?
I don't think it's that.
I'm not finished.
Go ahead. Do your thing.
At what point does your birthday party become an event at which there are plenty of people that you just don't know?
You can do that this year. I think anyone can do that.
But I don't know if I want that.
No.
I thought I had a huge birthday party this year and there were 20 people. I was like, that's huge.
What would you want to do?
Actually, you know what?
What?
That's just such a... You don't have to be at any sort of level to do that.
You could just do that.
I threw a big party when I was living in LA at my apartment.
Okay.
And there were a bunch of people there I didn't know.
What was your favorite birthday ever?
That's tough. That's really tough. Because I'm thinking back to when I was a little kid, I had some really...
That was so serious.
Yeah. I actually have it.
Okay.
This was my favorite birthday ever.
Okay.
I had this was maybe my 7th birthday.
Oh.
I had every boy that was in my class over to my house. Because, you're not really inviting the girls when you're 7 years old.
I forgot about that.
It's kind of
that part.
Yeah. Uh-huh. It's probably different now. But
I don't think I ever did that. And I'm not even just being a pick me.
Specifically, it was all the boys over because it was a sleepover at my house. And we did... just all sorts of crazy shit. And then my dad decided to put us into like groups and like match us up, and we would just, we created like a tournament, like a wrestling tournament that my dad like was the
ref,
the sort of ref of.
That's and so fun.
The like second fight ended in a way that was, my mom was like, terrible idea, Mark. You just put a bunch of 7-year-olds against each other to fight.
Yeah. Were there were tears.
Yeah. I think it was in the second one. There was a kid who was pretty small.
Yep.
Against a kid who was pretty big.
Yep.
And
your dad's happened. Like, just go for it. Get him.
But anyway, big sleepover, and everyone's like giggling and laughing once my parents go to sleep. Like all trying to be quiet, like getting up, like sneaking around kind of thing.
Wow.
And it was just a lot of fun. It was just at my house.
Cute.
It was fun.
It's a good one.
That might be one of my favorite birthdays.
I like that one.
You got one?
I think I do. My birthday's right around Halloween. So every time it's a pretty good birthday.
Yeah.
Because there's always dressing up and going out. Like there's always things to do on my birthday, which is so fun. But I remember this one year, I loved it when my parents threw parties. They threw parties a lot, or for their friends. And then like the kids would come over, and my best friend at the time was Jeff, and he lived on my street right next to Connery. And his parents and I loved it when like our parents would hang out, even though like they wouldn't that often. But my dad invited invited them over. So Jeff and I were just like loving it. We're putting on wigs and like, I remember I had ice cream. It was like a chocolate ice cream scoop and then two wings and then a face. So it made a bat.
Hold on. Two wings.
It made a bat.
What kind of wings are we talking about?
They're like cookie wings.
Oh, okay.
Isn't that fun?
You said wings, and for whatever reason, I immediately thought chicken wings.
No, it was just like.
And I thought that with ice cream.
It was like an ice cream bat.
That is fun.
And
Halloween.
And then that was like the dessert. And then I remember, yeah, my sister was young. We were like putting on plays and like playing in the basement. And I just remember like, I think we were up like really late, and his parents like didn't really get drunk, but my dad got them like wasted.
Mm-hmm.
And then everyone was just like, I loved it. I was always like, I just like, my parents were just party people, and yeah. I would always just be like running around and like, I'd be like, Kate, showtime. And then I'd like, and then be like, Kate, $2. Like I was always a businesswoman. I'd be like, it's a toonie. Toonie for the show.
Oh, you would charge people.
Of course.
Wow.
And then I always buy Polly Pockets with the money.
Nice.
I was.
Where are those Polly Pockets today?
Probably garbage. But great. Like I.
In a landfill. Great.
I probably gave them some. But like I was always figuring out how to make money as a kid. Like always a producer. Always like the show. And then what was another one? What was another one? Like, this year was fun as a birthday party, but it was like,
that kinda, was a, yeah,
it was fun, but now it would be so different because I just moved.
Mm.
So it was all people I like kind of knew besides you guys that I was like, oh, and everyone was like, okay, like happy birthday. And I was like, thanks. But now I feel like it's a different relationship with people and I'd have a different party.
You know what else is sometimes a cool birthday thing? I had, this was a COVID birthday, so it makes sense, but it was just me and Andrew.
Oh, fun.
That's like a solid birthday.
Yeah.
Just kind of like, we woke up, he went and took me to this breakfast place that was doing to go at the time, because it was 2021, January 2021. So, mm-hmm. You know, things were open again. And yeah, we went to this breakfast place and then just ate it to go over there in LA called Justa. It's a really good spot. And then we just spent the whole day chilling and doing stuff.
Great.
And I think we maybe got like Dave's hot chicken for dinner. Like
that
type of thing. That's always like a solid one too.
Not much, just like doing stuff.
Speaking of Halloween, I have one question about that. What's the most just random out of pocket costume that you've ever done for Halloween, where it's just kind of like, okay, nobody really needs to be that for Halloween.
I was Zach and Cody with an ex-boyfriend.
When?
2018, maybe.
When he was your ex?
No, when we were together.
Oh, okay.
2017. 17.
That's fun. What? So what, you wore like the wig, the one?
Yep.
Yeah.
I think that's where it came from, maybe.
Yeah.
And yeah, and we were Zach and Cody, and I thought that was funny.
That is funny.
I kept trying to kiss him.
But what about like a young?
Oh, those parties were awesome. I had this one apartment in Toronto. Oh my God. And we'd throw the biggest Halloween party. We did three years in a row. Biggest Halloween party. Everyone's there. I'm smoking a joint in the kitchen. I never smoke weed. I would always like just go crazy on these nights. And like two, it was, I'd get crazy, but like, but like in a fun way. And I would just like, just wouldn't give a fuck. And I was like, and then I was like Guy Fieri one year. I was just like always just going nuts with it. And it was so fun. So fun.
Being a like a another person as opposed to being a mummy or a scarecrow or something like that is always fun. When I was in fifth grade, I was beyond obsessed with Green Day. Mm-hmm. And so I went as Billy Joe Armstrong. The lead singer of
eyeliner.
Green Day. Oh yeah. Eyeliner. White button down shirt, red tie, black pants, sprayed my
hair. Is there a picture we can
black.
Get?
Black. It's somewhere.
I know.
We've talked about this before, actually.
Maybe.
We have, for sure. Because I wanted my mom to send me a picture, but we didn't have it.
Oh, right.
Already talked about it.
Well, we have some people to thank.
Scrap that. Well, no, let's do a Q&A first.
Okay.
A quick one.
Okay.
So, Connery, cue that Q&A music.
Okay, I'm going to do it.
Oh, you're going to ask them.
Yep.
Okay.
This one comes from Abby V. Do you guys enjoy the movie theater or not really? What was the best birthday you...
No way. That's not
have
a question.
Ever had? I'm not kidding. Oh, my God. Okay, we already went into that. Great. Wow.
Well, do we enjoy the movie theater?
I'm feeling you. I love the movie theater.
I love the movie theater.
Love it.
I like when it's nice and new. I'm not crazy about the vintage theaters.
I am. I'm obsessed with any theater, anything where it's, because I am kind of like when I'm watching a movie at home, I'm distracted. When I'm in it, mm-hmm. I love it. And I need that discipline. And I just love like cinema and that sort of stuff. So I love to see it how it's meant to be seen.
But the vintage theaters don't, the thing that my problem with them is that a lot of them don't have the stadium style seating. And if you get a bad seat, you kind of can't really see, or you're like looking up like this the whole time. Whereas when you get that good theater where they have like the recliner seats.
That's so cool. The old ones.
And
cool.
All of that. I'm just letting you know. That's just my preference. But I do love going to the theater.
Okay.
Take me to a nice, good AMC or Regal Cinema or Nighthawk here in Brooklyn. Love them.
This one comes from Ashlyn. Been kind of stuck in a no motivation rut. Do you guys struggle with that? Any tips to help?
Oh, yeah. I'm in that rut big time.
Right now?
My apartment is an absolute mess. I usually really good at waking up early and just getting up and going. And I will stay in bed for 30 minutes longer. What's the rest of the question? What do I do when I'm feeling that?
Do you have
that?
Any tips?
Doing things that are easy, that like starting your day with things that you can check off as like a task. So making your bed is like starting your day by doing something productive. You know, it's like takes 2 minutes, but you're doing something. And so you're getting in the zone of being productive. Or I personally think that the cold shower thing helps with that type of thing because you never want to. It's never nice, the cold shower. It's never like, you're never in it and being like, oh, this feels so good.
But the reward.
But
it's like working
after,
out.
Once you finish the cold shower, it feels really good. And you never want to do it, but you force yourself to do it anyway.
And you never regret it. Is
the thing. Those types of things help. And then, yeah, just kind of like remembering why you are doing whatever the thing is that you want to be doing. Whether that's like a big and greater thing. Like if you're like not motivated to work on some project that you've been working really hard on, remember why you started the project and why you should finish it and how it will feel to finish it and what comes with that. And if it's something smaller, like doing the dishes, just remember that it feels so much nicer to walk into your home and it be clean than walk in and it be dirty or something like that. That's my tips.
That's great. I was just talking this with my sister, about this with my sister, that it's so weird. I was like so much tougher last year, the year before, because I was really like wanting a certain life and a success. And then this year I've been kind of like weaker in this way where I've kind of like relaxed. And she's like, yeah, it's because you like got the things that you've kind of wanted. You're not like totally there, but you're like softening, and you soften up when you get to places. And I'm like, I miss the toughness and the like need to do things. And I still do, but it feels so much different this time around. Also, I think I'm just still feeling a bit of burnout, like still like just trying to create a good relationship with working and with, you know, my hobby became my job this year. Well, this year, last year, whatever you want to say. And it's the joy kind of is taken away in some moments, but I never want it to go away. Take that break. If you're not feeling it, ride it until you do. Your brain wants to rest. You're not motivated. Just let you be unmotivated because it'll come back. Something will spark again. So I say take the rest when you can. That's my thing that I tell myself. Okay, we're going to do the rest of these in the bony. Bony episode.
Are we?
Yep.
Okay.
Okay, some people said to thank. People thank. Connery, cue the music.
Excuse me.
What?
What is that you're smoking?
I'm sipping.
Sorry. That's such a small drink. It's about the size of a cigarette.
No, it's like a wine glass, and I'm holding the stick of it. How do you not see that?
Oh,
yeah.
It's the glass.
Yes.
I couldn't see because it was see-through.
Yes, yeah, so it's like this. And I'm like,
I see.
And I'm like this. I'm having like a moment to myself and I'm like.
I see. So it's a glass that's clear up on the top.
And let me ask
the
you
stem
something.
Looks a bit like a cigarette. Oh, and there's a clear base to it too. I couldn't
because
see.
Because I'm holding a cigarette right here.
Because it was translucent.
It's a cigarette right here and it's glass right here.
Okay.
Let me ask you something, good sir. Is the glass half empty or is it half full?
Well, by the looks of yours, it's completely empty.
Fill me up, Mr. Bartender.
Right away. Martini!
Oh, God! Another day. Tell me. What year is this? Thank you.
The year, 1603.
Great. Just had to check. It's funny. It's a funny little thing, isn't it?
What's that?
That we tend to poison ourselves to find the good part, to untangle the brain, to let loose, to feel not so insane.
You seem to be thinking pretty deeply about something, maybe something from your past. I know I'm just a bartender, but, you know, to many of my guests, I act as the therapist.
Therapist?
Yes.
Really? So really? Tell me, young lad, what would you change in my life? I'm nothing but a single woman on a bar stool. Having a third martini. I don't have kids. I don't have nothing. All I have is the dreams and the places I've been.
How could I know what to change if I haven't seen you? Your
exactly.
old life, unless...
You're, you men think that you know exactly what I mean and who I am. But you don't have a clue.
No, but...
You know, I used to be a queen in a past life. Yes. And I had children. Millions of them.
Can you... show me? Can you take me there to this past life?
I mean, I could. Well, there was Finn Bruce and Lucy Walker Cox, Sarah Dahlstrom, Ashlyn Ayo, People Sponsor, Emma Ruggiero, Katie Chase, Eric Burke, Hayden Kuhn, Adrian Debicki, Carlotta Osenberg, Sophie Konikoski, Bill Bach, Kelly Bach, Hot Sauce Haley, Diana Kreisman, Mauser Wiest, Louis Badzik, Martin LeGrand, Belle Stone, Loli, Coco, Mia Babadibidia, Mardrin Sanchez, Ali, Jack Blore, Laura Strela, Todd McGroin, Hive Mind Hiley, Hannah Newsom, Daniel Vernard, Poppy Davy, Stink, Emily Faith, Willie One of One, Ben Hare, Favi, Martin Abadabia, Antonio Mora, Josiah, Maggie Moron, Mackenzie, Stilly L, Stinky L, Dears for Reals, Isabella Viria, Jamie McPantacon, Adriana R, DJ Khaled Stickers, Girls, You're the Best, Danny Manny, Troy and Henley Colesaw, Haley Nelson, Betsy, T-Bone Cornbread, The Joy Hotel is the best band in the world, Bank, Ruby, Veronica and Kyle are real friends in real life, Austin, Fergalicious, and Fertilicious, Taylor Lanier, Matthew Vanderbilt,
what is happening?
Luke Zinn, Lauren Kelly,
what is happening?
Eva, Asberg, Megan Gooby, Grace, Shannon, Ashley Falls, Rob Dog, Bow Wow Wow, Savannah, Lewand, aka Lil Pip.
Ow.
They were all. Where
Wait.
The fuck am I?
You said that in your past life, you were a queen and you had all these children, and have you just taken us back to when that was, this past life?
That's right. To 32 and, BC.
And who am I?
Well,
these aren't human hands. These are the hands of a cat.
Well, you're naked. Here's some birds. And scene. That one will be continued.
What? In that scene was you're explaining I was the bartender, you were the girl, we went back in time.
No, I know what happened.
And then at the end, you were the queen and I was your cat.
Yeah. And I said, you're not wearing pants. Here's some pants.
But I'm a cat.
Guys,
can I just say something?
What?
Too? In the clip of that we posted of the one with the frog, the toad, which we're also going to get back to. There are multiple storylines. You never know which one you're going to get when you're listening. Okay, guys. In that one, everyone's commenting, yes and, Kyle.
Yeah.
Yes and.
Yeah.
But.
And I agree with you.
But it's
And you have my back and I know that.
But let me ask you this.
What?
Well, never mind.
It was a complete block.
But it's awesome and it was funny because of that.
Great. Well, good for you then.
Oh. Madame.
Goodbye, guys.
I love it. I love doing that.
It is that. Okay. Love you guys so much. We'll see you in the bony episode.
Bony episode coming right up.
Coming
come
right up.
Coming
come
right up.
Click
bony
the link
episode
in
coming
the
right up.
Coming
come
right up.
And coming right up. We gonna answer some more questions. We might do some more games. You gonna come and see it now. And we gonna do it right now, right now, right now. Right now.